This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June 24th.
I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Yesterday was International Widow's Day. Exactly 3 years ago, I lost my best friend, my life partner, my golf teacher and buddy, the person who had my back, my dear husband, Sam. I became a widow. Don't worry, this hour won't dwell on sadness and tears. Rather, in the time we have, we'll learn how life's challenges can make us stronger and what we can do to empower widows, women, and ourselves in this world. On June 23, 2020, I became one of the 258 million widows around the world. In these last 3 years, I've moved through the stages of grief and dealt with the trauma of losing my dear spouse. We each are unique. Our lives differ. And there's no one special roadmap that explains how to deal with loss. For me, June 24th, 2020 was the first time in my life that I was truly alone in my home, in my days, and in my nights. And always. I had no idea how many tears or how much time it would take for me to deal with my loss and grief. I'd read that widowhood is one of the most stressful events one can experience, but now I was in it. The pain and anguish was mine, and I had to find my way through it. Talking here each Saturday morning helped me. By exploring friendship, happiness, the specially designated days throughout the year, helped me sort my feelings and eventually release the sadness that weighed me down. We've talked here about leaving the past behind, savoring good memories, living today as best we can, and reaching for the joys the future can bring. I have friends who have lived alone their entire lives, and they cherish the solitude. But up to the time I lost Sam, that's never been me. However, today, I've learned how to pull my weight on my own. There is a saying, walking alone isn't difficult, but when we've walked a mile with someone, then coming back alone is difficult. Thankfully, my friends and family helped me rebuild the bridge destroyed by death. I've reinvented my life, and I have new paths to follow and enjoy, as well as having been able to proceed to pursue the interests and goals I had before. Life does go on, and as I've said here many times, the challenges we face strengthen us, help us move forward, and they truly do help us know ourselves better. Having moved through the chaos of loss myself, I now am able to understand widowhood and realize that the tears shed, the love lost, opened the door to my future. We none of us can bring back what was, but what we experienced can be turned into something positive. We can create meaning from our experience of loss. Each of us can do whatever it takes to bring joy back to our life. Some may find comfort in lighting a candle. Some may decide to take action, to donate to a cause, or create a lasting legacy, give of our time, or donate money. It matters not how we turn our grief into a positive. It matters that we can. Thankfully, our hearts can love limitlessly. And we can hold many in our hearts. And moving on doesn't mean forgetting. It means that without the weight of sadness, we can smile and live life to its fullest each day and still hold the good memories with us. Also, it means that we can appreciate what we have, and we can be grateful that we're here in Canada rather than be widows elsewhere in the world, where women face the mental trauma of loss, plus biases, discrimination, loss of income, and in some cases, socially stigmatized and ostracized. As a widow here, we can work to change the devastation widowhood brings to women in the world. We can help to change things so women can have access to inheritance, to credit. We can help them have their personhood and not be destitute. Today, from a woman's perspective and a widow's perspective, I and anyone listening can learn from the designated International Widows Day how to change life for widows and their dependents throughout the world. We can open our eyes to the plight of widows and take action in memory of those we've lost. That's my plan. It's been said time heals all, but it's not true. Our working things through, facing our loss, taking action, and doing what we can to live our best and make a better world, that's what will take us forward. That's what will heal. We can turn our grief into joy and happiness. In the balance of this hour, we're going to learn from the Woman's Perspectives team about real estate, fitness, fashion, accessibility, downsizing and moving, and more. We're going to hear a very important message about organ donation, and then we'll get started. We'll chat with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group and learn how to take charge of our finances. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for a retirement tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, you know, yesterday was International Widows Day, and we're celebrating that today. International Widows Day became globally recognized in 2010. And one of the goals of International Women's Day is to better educate communities regarding the needs of vulnerable women, such as widows, and empower them to have access to health care and education for their children. If you do want to help spread the word of International Women's Day a day late, use the hashtag, hashtag International Widows Day, on your social networking profiles. Of course, the degree of vulnerability across the world is very different from country to country, but whatever country, becoming a widow poses a unique set of challenges emotionally, socially, and financially. In fact, becoming a widow for some is the significant life transition in their life, a life transition that gets little discussion until it happens. And what worries me and my colleague Leslie, who speaks here week after week, is there are very few advisors with specialized experience, tools, and training to be a proper guide during this transition. And that means that costly financial mistakes can happen, mistakes that can put your long-term lifestyle at risk or reduce the legacy you have to leave your family and other beneficiaries' causes you care about. Research in Canada highlights that 90% of women will be solely responsible for their financial assets at some point in their life. Well, the problem is that doesn't match up very well with the grassroots fact that in a recent survey, only 31% of Canadian women responded that they were involved in investment and financial planning decisions for the family. Canadian women are highly involved in running the family budget, but not investment. So what happens when a widow, at a time of grieving and just overwhelming amount of stuff to do and think about and look after, now has the investments to take charge of. Well, that's where we've seen mistakes like selling at a bad time, taking away all the long-term growth by de-risking a portfolio. These actions can have real negative long-term costs. And that's why Leslie and I have both taken a full one-year registered financial transition specialist course in the United States. It's not even offered here yet in Canada. There we learn tools like the decision-free zone, the now what spreadsheet, to help take as much financial pressure and to-dos off the widow's shoulders as possible. Time to grieve is essential, and becoming a widow can be a very vulnerable time. So being surrounded by a team of people that have your best interests at heart and will help you keep safe is critical. So Marilyn, my simple recommendation for today is, you know, for women out there to be prepared in advance for what we know is probably going to happen. Have your team of trusted advisors in place while you are in a good place. An accountant, a financial advisor who listens to you, who speaks to you in a language that you understand and respects you. Maybe a lawyer, a bank manager. If you don't have that team, go and get it. And as part of that exercise, feel free to call Leslie or I for a transition review meeting. This can be done over the telephone, virtual meeting, whatever works. But we'll do 15 minutes with you and ask only 7 questions. And at the end of your call, you'll have a better idea of just how ready you are. Widowhood does have challenges, but I know from many women that there are also opportunities. Opportunity because widowhood is a transition from one way of being to another. And with proper planning and the right people by your side, you can do it. And your journey can lead to new and interesting places.
Well, we're talking about widowhood today, but you and I have spoken about this over the years many times. And I think that you and the Farwell Group have always encouraged women to participate in the investment plan with their husbands and to be part of the get to know you so that when anything, if anything, happens, they're prepared. And no matter how long a relationship lasts, we never know when it will stop. So if we're in the position where we could take charge of our finances and do what you said, get a team behind us that we're comfortable with, then when the trauma is there, we are equipped and we're ready to move forward. Thank you for that sage advice, Darren. And if someone wants to speak to you or get in touch, what are the best ways?
Well, you know, being prepared, as you said, Marilyn, is a number one best way to be ready for whatever happens. And feel free to call 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. No matter how long a relationship goes on, you always wish you'd had more time, or you have if-onlys. If you want to have less if-onlys, look after your investment plan and speak to Darren Farwell and Leslie McCormick and the Farwell Group. Let them ask you the 7 questions and find out if you're on track, and then get their help when necessary. 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. A little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and a very worthwhile result, peace of mind. Darren, thank you for sharing that information once again, and I know that you'll help any woman wishing to learn about investing and retiring on her own terms.
You're welcome, Marilyn. All the best.
To you too. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and there's lots more to come. All from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And this week, we're continuing our conversation about Lyme disease. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yeah, last week we talked a little bit about Lyme disease, and certainly not every bite from a tick transmits the infection, but really bites really should need to be evaluated carefully because early detection and the appropriate treatment are really critical to treat this disease. So typically if patients do come in with and they suspect they have Lyme disease, certainly even naturopathically or your family physician can actually do a blood test to look for the antibodies associated with Lyme disease. And one of the big issues with Lyme disease is untreated Lyme can cause a number of issues, including chronic joint inflammation, something called Lyme arthritis, and we see that particularly in the knee, neurological symptoms, things like neuropathy and facial palsy, even cognitive defects, things like impaired memory, and heart rhythm irregularities. But I've seen so many different symptoms, Lyme disease can mimic so many other diseases. Sometimes it's very hard, especially with old Lyme, if the patient wasn't properly diagnosed, to assess. But certainly there are tests that can look at even infections that have gone undiagnosed for many years. Typically, the antibodies can take weeks to develop after a bite, and they can persist in the blood for months or even years after the infection is gone. So typically from a naturopathic or from a conventional standpoint, the most common treatment for Lyme disease is a course of antibiotics. But certainly from a supportive naturopathic standpoint, there are, we can use additional natural supplements, for example, that help the immune system. And there's many. We talk about, for example, garlic, an immune supportive foods, things like spinach and fish and berries, selenium rich foods, for example, vitamin C rich foods and vitamin E rich foods, including almonds, hazelnuts, and sunflowers. These are really important to really help the immune system to recover. It's important to consume a fiber rich diet, especially for optimal gut health, because really, as I've mentioned many, many times, about 70% of our immune system is really in our gut. And we really want to try to avoid foods that are high in sugar, processed foods, and those foods high in saturated fats because they can be inflammatory to the body. And now, some things that we want to think about before we go outdoors to help protect ourselves, we definitely want to avoid areas where ticks are likely to hang out. So ticks actually don't jump or fly. They really hang out on a branch or a long piece of vegetation waiting for us to walk by. So, you know, if you're going out hiking, sticking to the middle of the path, for example, checking yourself as when you come in, wearing light-colored clothing, long pants, especially if you're going in deep woods, for example, long-sleeve shirt, using repellents on your skin and clothing. So typically, DEET has been long used as a tick repellent, but there's a lot of natural repellents that are less toxic. Even essential oils made from rosemary, lemongrass, cedar, peppermint, and they can be used directly on the skin and help to alleviate or repel some of the ticks, for example. The other thing to do is to stay informed. There's often reports for a particular area, tick reports to let you know maybe to stay away from certain areas if you're going hiking if there's a high tick count. So in the meantime, if people have some questions and they want to get some more information about Lyme or naturopathic medicine, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to deal with your health naturally, and if you want to learn more about Lyme disease and deal with its symptoms naturally, remember the name Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, and the number 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Life is breezing by. We can make certain that we don't miss kind words and meaningful conversations. It's up to us to take care of our hearing and avail ourselves of whatever it takes to hear our best. To help us understand how to do this, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. If there's anything that I can say for sure, it is that change is a constant in our lives. From the first day of our life until our last, changes happen all the time. And that's what makes life interesting and at the same time challenging. We usually get to meet people later in their lives, but sometimes we get to meet people very early in life. One of my most memorable experiences as a hearing care professional was meeting and fitting hearing aids on an 18-month-old child. His name was Harry, and he was brought in shortly after being diagnosed with early onset of hearing loss, which is a genetic factor in his family. His older brother as well as his father have hearing loss as well. The memory of fitting Harry's first set of hearing aids is something I won't soon forget, because it was both a very cute and somewhat nerve-wracking experience for me as a newly graduated hearing clinician. I remember him being so small and very curious. Just recently, 20 years later, he came into my office and we had a chance to talk. He just returned from a trip to Peru, where he did some work for a company there. He's a well-educated, highly sought-after computer programmer, and he does great things and lives a great life. I'm so blessed to have been able to participate in the growth and development of Harry's education and career. At the same time, I remember many of my older clients who are no longer with us. Each person we've had a chance to interact with has enriched our lives, and these are people that we spend a minimal amount of time with when you consider their lifetime. So whether it's a grandchild with a grandparent or a mentor with their mentee, we gain something from these interactions. My point is that the easier time that we have communicating with each other, we can better pass on information and we can form better relationships.
Well, Edmund, you have helped many people that I know because I've recommended them and they thank me and are still thanking me. If anyone's interested in having their hearing tested or finding out how they can maintain or get their best hearing, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And before I run away, Edmund, just wondered, how often should we get our hearing tested?
I would say it's reasonable to get your hearing tested, let's say if you're over the age of 50, at least once every other year.
Once every other year, and that way you have a standard and you can help us maintain our hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, it's always a good idea to have a baseline so that you can go with and monitor changes as they happen.
So again, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Anything you need to help you hear your best, one call gets you started. 416-754-4327. Thanks again, Edmund, and we'll talk next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here right now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So one of the things about my job is a great thing about my job.
is that sometimes clients end up sort of becoming like friends. And that's certainly the case of Leanne. She is somebody that married through us probably about right when I started, like 28 years ago. Her and her husband were amazing. He ended up doing quite a bit of software for me because he happened to be a software engineer, and it was in the early days of computing for me, so I didn't have a lot of knowledge. And they were just a great couple. And unfortunately, he passed away probably about 2 or 3 years ago, and I'd always been in touch with Leanne and her late husband. They're people that I just connected with. And so she called me, of course, after a year or two and said, you know, I'd really like to meet somebody. I feel very lonely. I really miss being married. And so, interestingly enough, I matched her with a gentleman by the name of Paul. And the two of them were actually both on their second date. And they've been together now for quite a long time. And she's actually going to be interviewed on CTV with me probably in about 3 or 4 weeks. So her interview will end up on my website. So if you want to watch that, that would be great. The other thing is, she said was very funny, when she called in and she talked to one of my associates. I was out of town. And she said, well, Nancy said to me, you know, she said, I'm not sure if you're going to like Paul. But she said, I really like him. He said he's the nicest man. We happened to have met him on a trade show. So we actually, even though it was COVID times, or just post-COVID times, we had actually met him. And he was just a delight. And she said, I'm not sure if you're going to like him, but I really like him. Anyway, the two of them are together and they're very happy. So it was just, it's been a great story for her all around. I would say that very sad that she did lose her husband. But just so glad to be part of her being happy and meeting these two gentlemen that she's very, very happy with.
So there can be a fresh start. The past is the past. The future, no one knows. But you can make an effort to make your future the way you want it to be. If it involves meeting someone new, then remember, Cupid does exist. Linda Miller, matchmaker, Misty River Introductions. And the number again, Linda?
416-777-6302, and our website is mistyriverintros.com, and you can book a free consultation on there. It takes about an hour, so just be aware when you're booking, you need a good hour. And there's a wealth of information on there, as well as interviews by people that have been matched through the service.
So there's a link from marylins.ca to contact any of our team, and Linda's is there. And if you want the number again, it's 416-777-6302. Thanks for sharing Leanne's story, Linda, and I look forward to hearing another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown will give us her weekly healthy aging tip. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And afterwards, we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. It's fun to be here, and I want to tell you about a brand new app that I think is fantastic. We all want to get and stay brain fit. We want our brains to be healthy. And there is a new app on the market that was created by the Women's Brain Health Initiative called Brain Fit. What it is it's designed to help users improve their lifestyle habits across the six pillars of brain health. What are those six pillars? stress management, exercise, mental stimulation, social activity, nutrition, and sleep. And the app is a way of keeping track of what you're doing so that you can see that you are improving. So there's a specific focus on extending your cognitive vigor, and this has been created primarily with women in mind, but it can be used by both men and women. So when you download the app, and you can visit the app store or you can visit the website, it's brainfit, all one word, .org. What you can do is you see how the app works. Essentially, you rate your current health. You look, for example, at one pillar at a time. And what you want to do is see how you can make some changes to improve your behavior. And by tracking it, you can see how you improve over the next week to months. So I think it's really interesting because we know when we track lifestyle behaviors, we may find it a little bit easier to modify them. And by making really small incremental changes, we'll be able to see how there is improvement. So I encourage everybody to take a look at this app. It's totally free. It's designed to really help you improve your day-to-day habits to improve brain health, which is something we all want to do.
Once again, you're keeping us updated on what's new in the world so we can age better. We can track our steps, modify them, and all we have to do is log on for free to brainfit.org. Dr. Brown, you and your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, definitely is focused on keeping us well, and I applaud the fact that you support the Women's Brain Health Initiative as well. Thank you for writing your book. I recommend anyone who wants to age well and look after their health to get the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available at every good bookstore, and I'm sure they'll order it in if your local bookstore doesn't have it, on Amazon. I have signed copies if you wish to order them. And Dr. Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com, is a good place to start as well. Dr. Brown, thank you for updating us on the brainfit.org app. I'm going to sign on as soon as we're done.
Sounds good, Marilyn, and you'll join about 25,000 people who have already joined on, and it was just launched about 4 or 5 months ago.
Thanks again, and we'll talk again next week. All the best.
Take care.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Melanie Martin, an appraiser and realtor with over 30 years of experience, joins us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. If anyone can make wishes for a cottage, a home, or land true, it's her. And she's here now. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, you know me, I'm always on the hunt, and I appreciate good deals for people. And I know that there is a good deal that I have today that's good for a first-time buyer with maybe just one small child, because this is a small home. Or it could be for the retired couple, because it's a bungalow, and everything's kind of walk-in main level. It's a country property. It has a really nice lot, well-treed, but you still have room for big gardens. It's about 100 feet frontage by 170 feet deep, so that's a little over half acre. It's on well and septic, so you have good pure drinking water. It's just a little outside of Barrie, so it's not too far off the 400, yet in the countryside. Now, this property, I would say, is a one-bedroom plus den, so maybe you could make that into a two-bedroom. But like I say, it's for first-time buyers or it's for retirees. And the best part of this property, I think, would be the price. And that price would be asking, it's a coming soon, so you get the heads up with me. It's $599, and there will be some room to negotiate on that price, because I think this young couple wants to move somewhere else. and they've got their eye on something, which gives them a little more motivation to move. But the other thing is, I was going to say, is that they have good well and septic. We've had deals sometimes these days where you have to really watch that that septic is in good working order. With this property, I guarantee we've got a newer septic and a great drilled well that's only 5 years old. So what do you think of that, Marilyn?
Well, when you say $599,000 for a house on 100 by 170 lot, and when the average price in Toronto is well over $1 million for a bungalow, does this need a lot of work?
No, actually, it was nicely renovated a few years ago, so it has new laminate flooring, new tiling, updated washroom and kitchen. So, yeah, it's move-in ready.
Move-in ready, perfect for a retired couple or a young couple starting out. 100 by 170 lot, over a half acre. And taxes, Melanie?
Yes, the taxes are very reasonable. They're only about $1,700 per year.
So if someone wants to see this property, can they do it virtually and then drive out and see it physically if they're interested?
Well, certainly I'll have a few pictures on hand because it is a coming soon. And within, I'd say, a few days, we'll probably have full pictures of the inside. And I certainly can send them by any which way the people want, by email, by mail, good old post, or just by telephone, even by texting pictures.
Well, your money has power north of Toronto. $599,000, $1,700 a year in taxes, 100 by 170 lot with a house that doesn't need work. All you have to do is call realtor Melanie Martin. And Melanie, how do we reach you?
Call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. 4193 for this property or any property north of Toronto. And the website centralontariowaterfronts.com. If you want to be near or on the water, Melanie knows where the deals are. So remember her name, Realtor Melanie Martin, and her number, 1-800-357-4193. Thanks for your deal of the week, and we'll talk again soon, Melanie.
Yes, I'm already on the hunt for another good deal. Have a great week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. There are 258 million widows in this world, and they're each individuals who feel their grief and find a way to express it and dress depending on who they are and where they find themselves. In many parts of the world, traditionally the color of death, mourning, and funeral fashion is black, but that's not universal. You'll find white, red, purple, and other dark colors depending on the society and the culture and the country. As far back as Roman times, dark clothing has been associated with death and loss. Queen Victoria donned widow's weeds for 40 years after she lost Prince Albert. Victorian widows followed her example and wore black for between 1 and 2 years after their loss. Elizabeth Taylor lost Michael Todd in 1958. She wore black to the funeral and was noted for wearing elbow-length black Lycra gloves. She wore a small heart-shaped pendant her husband had given her to the funeral and continued to wear it for 2 years after his death, though she married Eddie Fisher only 1 year after she lost Michael Todd. We all mourn differently. How long we mourn is our choice. What we wear is also up to us. For Elizabeth, the heart-shaped pendant helped her keep Michael's memory close to her heart. Often widows, male and female, are faced with the dilemma of how long to continue to wear their wedding ring. For some, it's a month. For others, forever. And for some, the wedding ring gets moved to a different finger or hand or restyled to a pendant. There are no rules when it comes to how we dress as we grieve and move on in life. We need to do what feels right. My mom, Pola, lost the love of her life when she lost my dad, Oscar. She didn't shop for a dress for the funeral. She wore a black dress she already had. But she still wore lipstick and her blush and combed her hair and pulled herself together. There was no falling apart. She set an example for myself and my sister. Before the funeral, she spoke to me and she said, "Marilyn, take care of yourself. Don't make a mess of yourself." This is yet another example of how to survive when life hits us hard. We can pull ourselves together and keep ourselves together from the outside in. Although different societies and culture have different attire for mourning, it all comes down to expressing our sorrow and honoring a memory. Recently, I dressed Ellie, who was invited to a wedding just 6 months after she became a widow. She never has enjoyed wearing black. So her basic LBD was a little dark navy blue dress, a sleeveless sheath. We paired it with a Joseph Ribkoff bolero, and she wore the pearls her husband Alan had given her. She went to the wedding. She blended in and enjoyed being surrounded by family and friends. Every day is a gift, and each occasion to be with loved ones can be an opportunity to create warm memories and embrace good moments life gives us. Regardless of what life is like for us, we can dress our best, pull ourselves together, and greet the world and move on. For me, my wardrobe is a tool to empower myself so that I can step into the world and live my life as best I can. Any woman who feels she'd like to pull her best look together, to shop not just for clothes, but for a wardrobe statement that will help her express herself, to look good and feel better, please feel free to give me a call directly. I can be your wardrobe doctor, and we can use what you have and create a wardrobe that speaks just for you. My number, 416-504-6777. Life keeps moving, and we can dress to look and feel our best. No time to make a mess of ourselves, rather time to make the best of ourselves. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue to learn from the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I do have a happy story about Brenda and Andrew, who live in Thornhill. Andrew actually got into a motor vehicle accident recently and is now confined to a wheelchair. Greater Toronto Accessibility was tasked with making three alterations to the home for Andrew. The first one was installing a new door with a wheelchair lift from the garage to inside the home, as that would be Andrew's new access point to inside the home, as opposed to all those front steps. And listen, for every inch in height, you need a foot of ramp for your front yard. So think about that. If he had 30 inches of height to his front yard, he would have needed a 30-foot ramp. So that's why we elected to go into the garage and make a new entrance into the home, and that would be the least disruptive way to maintaining the look of his house. Secondly, we expanded the main floor powder room and created a new barrier-free shower. This took some strategic planning and being creative, so there was enough space for Andrew to be rolling into the shower, and he had enough turning radius to navigate the whole bathroom independently. And this is like, it's very helpful to stay on the main floor and not have to kind of navigate those stairs to the second floor. So everything can be nice and easy access. Just get on that main floor and you're ready to go. And lastly, we built a deck with a ramp in the backyard so Andrew could enjoy his beautiful backyard and share drinks with his family on his beautiful new deck. So this project took us just under 4 weeks to complete, as there was quite a bit of work involved. But Greater Toronto Accessibility coordinates everything with all the vendors and tradesmen for their specific specialties, so the client doesn't have to go shopping around several different aspects of the project. We are able to modify the home in every way needed, and Andrew can now live comfortably in his forever home for many years to come.
Well, I was just going to say, you've helped Andrew with his independence and given him a forever home. If someone wants to make their home a forever home and do it once and do it right, because you're an expert in accessibility as well as renovation, how do we reach you?
You can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Anything to do with making your home comfortable and safe, one call to Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert of Greater Toronto Accessibility, will give you answers and help you move forward. 647-206-6409. Daniel, thanks for sharing that happy story. A shout out to Brenda and Andrew, and I look forward to hearing another one next week.
You got it. Thank you.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine the Health Coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Be smart about fitness. Staying active helps you remain independent, prevents health problems, and revs up your metabolism. Exercise may also improve your strength and balance, give you more energy, boost your mood, and improve your brain function. Get aerobic exercise. Most older adults need about 2.5 hours of aerobic exercise, like brisk walking every week. That's about 30 minutes on most days. Endurance exercises like walking, dancing, and playing tennis helps your breathing, heart rate, and energy. Stay flexible. Try stretching and yoga. They keep you limber and make it easier for you to move. Work on your balance. Things like standing on one foot, walking heel to toe, or practicing Tai Chi or yoga can keep you steady and help you prevent falls. Look out for your joints. Choose things that are gentle on your joints, which weaken as we age. Make adjustments. Even if you can't move as well as you used to, you can still work out. Swimming is a good option. Water exercise makes it easier for your body to support your weight. It also increases how far you can move your joints, which doctors will call this is range of motion. If it's hard to stand up, try sitting in a chair and doing upper body exercises with resistance bands. If you aren't active now, take it one step at a time. Start by getting up and out of your chair. The next day, walk down the hall and back. Later, try marching in place. Keep it slow and get ready to see progress as your body adapts. Also, strength training is excellent. It prevents you from losing muscle mass and strengthens your bones. Aim for 2 days a week. Good choices are lifting weights, using resistance bands, and doing body weight exercises. So if you're not exercising now, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation with me.
You can be smart about your fitness. I am. I work out with Christine every single day. There's group training, there's individual training, but the best part is it's guided, and you can learn how to be smart about your health and add years to your life. One call gets you started. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks for that great information, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and she'll leave us smiling. She's here now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of us have done some spring cleaning and decluttering this year, and for anyone who can't quite bring themselves to get started, it's not too late. My tip this week is to set reasonable expectations for yourself. I hear people call themselves hoarders, and believe me, accurate or not, labels that carry stigma are not motivational. Your goals can be achieved, but it takes more than a day. Focus on a cupboard or a room, and just don't be afraid to ask for help. You didn't accumulate all your stuff at once, and it'll take time and a plan to go through it all and make good decisions. Call me, Lori, at 416-697-8106 to book your complimentary consultation in the GTA and know that we won't judge. We'll just help you accomplish your downsizing goals.
Well, last week, Lori, you reminded us we don't have to do it alone. And I know that you hold the hand of anyone who wants to declutter or move and leave them smiling. So a complimentary consultation is really a conversation and getting a direction so that you aren't overwhelmed by what you have to do. The number again, Lori?
It's 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Moving Seniors with a Smile, Lori Bell. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to next week's tip.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Becoming a widow need not be a full stop to living a good life. It's something we experience. It forces us to look at ourselves, to reshape our life. We can retain memories, but today is ours to live. We mourn, and then it's up to us to pick up the pieces of ourselves and our lives and move on. How we choose to move on is up to each of us. We can make each day a good one as we learn how to stand and walk alone. We can live a good life. It's time to embrace what makes us happy. Our time to focus on our dreams. A time to keep making steps forward. It's not a time to quit. That gets us nowhere. I found I'm fine alone. I'm a whole person capable of learning, doing, and being in charge of my life. No pity needed here. True friendship and love gratefully accepted. Exploring new adventures, widening perspectives, daring to step outside our comfort zone, all the possibilities are available. It's up to us, the how, the when, and the what we decide to do. But the doing is positive, and each experiment, each fresh step, new experience helps us grow into the person that we are today and can be tomorrow. We can become the best version of ourselves and enjoy a new life we construct. We can find the words to describe ourselves. Friend, mother, daughter, aunt, artist, entrepreneur, adventurer. And yes, widow can be on the list, but it's not necessarily at the top. Being comfortable in our own skin, taking the steering wheel, making our individual course, moving forward and leaving grief behind takes courage and strength. But we can all find our inner power, and we can soar to new heights in our life. There's no rush. A step at a time in the direction we choose to go, and in the end, we'll find ourselves comfortable in our own skin and where we want to be. Sometimes we may enjoy our own company and find the solitude extraordinarily pleasurable. Having loved and lost, we've got beautiful memories to comfort us, a bright future to look forward to, and the treasure of being our own best friend to fall back on. We can have a wonderful life and fill it with whatever makes us happy, including new friends and lovers when we wish. And of course, we can find purpose in our life. We can give and enjoy the pleasure of making a positive difference. Whether we're a widow or not, we can do what we can to help widows emerge and stand tall too. We can call for social and economic reforms to get them their rights to inheritance, personhood, and to a good life with a good living. Each of us can do our part to make life better for widows, for women, and make the better world and make the world a better place for all of us. It's definitely time now to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers and caregivers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Enjoy each day until we speak here again next Saturday morning at 8 from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Be positive, stay well, and do take charge of your life. You'll have no regrets. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.